So one of my specialists, their assistant, had talked to me the last time I was at their office and was telling me a story about their sibling that had uterine cancer and that she had went through oncology treatments and the cancer came back and did work. And she kept just spending time after time after time and a lot of time trying to get cured, trying to find another treatment, going to one facility after another. And it got to the point where she ended up passing away and spent a lot of unfortunate time trying to find a cure that wasn't there instead of what my specialist assistant, this was her sister, thought that she should have been spending that time on herself and enjoying life. I never understood why I was told that story, but yet I still kept it close. You know, I remembered it. I kept it, you know, right front and center with my thoughts. And yesterday, that story came full circle. I sat down with the three oncologists. The newer imaging had showed a few new, more precise imaging, getting a better view at things, which turned the real reality of surgery that should have been scheduled had officially been canceled and called off and no longer an option, deemed inoperable. This is now 20 specialty surgeons that I have personally taken upon myself over the course of the last 2.5 years. It took me 2 years to be properly diagnosed. I've spent a lot of time. I've spent a lot of energy. Myself and my spouse have spent a lot of our emotions and financial, our own money, to try to find a cure after oncology treatments failed. And I found myself yesterday sitting down in a small room with three oncologists and being told they cannot get to things surgically. However, new lesions show beginning stage, and the option they gave me was to go in, biopsy, give me a prognosis, offer me a different kind of experimental chemo, and that's it. And I thought of that story that my specialist assistant told me about her sister and all the time that she spent looking for a cure that wasn't there when she could have spent that time living life, finding ways to still hold a smile. So I made a decision yesterday not to proceed ahead. I don't feel there's any need to get a prognosis or to stage something that's not going away. So I was told that this will be for the rest of my life. I'll be dealing with the pain. It will get worse. It will take greater drugs to control the pain. I will be having more bad days and good days. Things will continue to grow. But surgically, they can't get to the prominent areas that have went outside, cells outside of that original site. I was also told, in their opinion, they would stop all rescans every 3 months because if they stated, what's the point of rescanning something that's going to continue to grow, that's inoperable, and no one can surgically get to it. The lesions are small, and that is in a beginning stage, so I'm fortunate for that. But I made the decision yesterday that enough's enough, and I have no regrets. And at the end of the day, it's been one hell of a journey, but the rest of this life, I plan on taking care of me and finding every damn way possible to be happy, to smile, and to continue this journey.